This is episode 846. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Mickley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And I also share daily inspiration to get you in the mood to meditate, to get you started as you sit down to meditate. And I also share a daily lifestyle tip so that you can create a meditation lifestyle, bringing your meditation ritual off your cushion and into your everyday life. Well, in today's meditation inspiration, you're going to discover how to focus on a chakra. In this case, it is going to be your fourth chakra, your heart chakra. And don't be worried about that word chakras. Chakras are simply different locations in your body where you may harbor different emotions or experiences that you've had. And when you focus on a certain area that corresponds with your whole body system, your organs and everything regarding your nervous system, you're often able to process emotions very well. Now, many people who listen to the chakra series, at first, like I was myself, they're thinking, I don't really know, that might not be for me. But I hear again and again that chakras turn out to be many listeners' favorite meditation of the week. So don't be shy. Go ahead and try focusing on your chakra today as you do your meditation. And every Thursday, I share the chakra technique with you, but I also share a tip for you to get your projects done, to get important things done, because that's all about reducing stress in your life, having more peace, energy, and clarity. When you can take the peace from your meditation ritual into the most important areas of your life. And so yesterday, Wednesday, we did a passion focus where you focus on what really excites you, what lights you up, and doing something every Wednesday to remind yourself of what you truly are at your core. Because it's so easy to get busy and caught up in the day-to-day grind. And Tuesday, I'm going backwards through the week. Every Tuesday, we focus on something that you can do to improve your body, your health, relaxing your body, anything that's going to benefit your body. Monday is always a mindset, what you can do to focus your mindset throughout the entire week. Sunday is always when I launch into a series, and that's where we do a reflection of the past week, letting the dust settle from the past week and having a clean slate. So Thursday, today's meditation, you will focus on getting a project done. So I know I went backward through the week, but you can do these meditations, of course, in any order you want. There's no sequence. Just make sure that you try and focus on the technique and the tip, the lifestyle tip that I offer. So our series this week, our theme is kindness. So every day this week, we've explored a technique and a tip to focus on kindness. So as I mentioned, you'll be doing a chakra technique, and I'm going to share that with you in just a moment. But I want to focus on the lifestyle tip because it's very important to continuously feel as though you're moving forward. And that means getting important work done. So when you are going about your day and you feel like you have all these projects or anything hanging over your head that you need to get done, it's really difficult to sit down and meditate and relax. And in fact, you can get into a habit where you kind of cringe every time you think of your goals, those things that are most important to you, because you're not doing them. And so in the kindness meditation series this week, I want you to focus on what you can do to move forward in a way that's gentle. Not where you're, you know, beating yourself over the head to get something done. Research shows that that doesn't work, that we actually perform our best when we're nurtured and encouraged. And this empowers you. This is very contrary to what many people think. They think that, oh, if I'm really hard on myself, that I'll perform at my best. But time and time again, there's research after research showing that in fact, we stick with things much longer when we're encouraged, when we have positive self-talk running through our minds rather than negative chatter. And when instead of threatening ourselves to get something done, if we nurture ourselves along the way. So one way you can do this is by rewarding yourself when you make progress on something that's really important to you. So if there's, let's say, a project that you haven't started that you want to start, or a project that you need to finish up but you're not getting it done, think of a reward that you can do, not at the very end of the project. Make sure you definitely reward yourself when you complete your goals, but think of nudges along the way, little rewards for the tiny steps that you take to make progress. So what I happen to do is every day that I create a new meditation, so this is my 846th meditation, just on the podcast I've created probably 100 more on top of that. Well, I always reward myself, and I often reward myself by going for a walk, or I make a smoothie. I love this particular kind of berry smoothie. And after I record a meditation, my voice is kind of tired sometimes. And so I reward myself that way. So think of what you can do to reward yourself as you break down your project into small steps. And when you do this on a regular basis, so every Thursday you work on a project, just some small area, and each day you focus on another part of your lifestyle, this really helps you in your meditation ritual to be consistent, because you feel more confident about yourself and you can use your meditation ritual as a reward for yourself. I often do that too. I'll think, if I complete this project and my mind is able to just really relax and not think of it anymore, I'm going to have a nice long meditation. It works like a charm, so try it for yourself. Well, for the meditation technique today, here's what I encourage you to do as you settle yourself in to meditate. Remember, you can do these techniques whether you're meditating or not. So when you sit down to meditate, go ahead and calm your mind and body and focus at your chest area, your heart. This is your heart chakra. And as you do so, visualize that there is a flower there. It could be some kind of a blooming flower, maybe a rose. You could imagine a lotus flower there, the bud of a lotus or the bud of a rose. And with each inhale, so you'll inhale and exhale through your nose, with each inhale, imagine the flower opening up a little bit more. And then you'll exhale. And then you'll inhale and feel your heart open up. And the flower bud opening just a little bit more. And then you'll exhale. And then you'll inhale again, visualizing the bud opening up and you and your heart feeling expansive, sending out kindness to yourself and to others around you. This is a powerful technique. Spend some time doing it. And if you'd like to be guided through a meditation where I guide you through this technique, you can head over to my website at sipandom.com. And there you can try out a membership site where you can subscribe to receive a weekly message with a complete week's worth of meditations customized around the same theme that I share with you every week here on the podcast. And it averages out to about 50 cents for a guided meditation. You get one for every day of the week and you get 2 weeks free. So you also get a weekly journal as well as a slowdown guide with all these techniques I'm sharing with you for the week. So you may want to check that out at sipandom.com. And in the meantime, settle yourself in and go into your own meditation, inhaling, visualizing this flower bud opening up and your heart becoming expansive with kindness and love for yourself and others. And then exhale. Then inhale again, visualizing the bud opening up, continuing to do this until you have this beautiful bud opened completely with kindness. Always meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit further, ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.